We're going to begin the hour, though, by talking about recycling. Numbers are just in from a study of Orange County's recycling composition. What's being recycled, what's not being recycled, how well we're doing putting the right stuff in the bins, and how we can do better. We're joined now by Blair Pollack from Orange County Solid Waste to break down some of these numbers and give us a little bit more background on how the county's recycling program works. Blair, thanks so much for joining us today. How are you?
My pleasure. Happy to be here.
So first of all, taking a look at the study, what are the top findings?
Well, just to let folks know, what we did last spring was pick through about 66 loads of recyclables from all the different programs, the curbside programs, the drop-off, and so on, and UNC participated with their various programs. So we have findings both the, you know, overall how recycling is doing, that it's 50% paper, about 38% cans, bottles, and other recyclables like dairy tubs and aluminum foil and so on. And then 12% was stuff that didn't belong in the recycling bin that's designated as contaminants. Mm. So the bad news is, you know, 12% of what we put in the recycling bin shouldn't have been there. Underlying that, there's two pieces of good news. One is that we're 33% better than the average across the triangle, which is about an 18% contamination rate. And the other piece of good news is that probably half of what is considered contaminant is just because it was recycled wrong. So if you had a newspaper and you chose not to read it and it was in a plastic bag and you put it in the bin in the cart in a plastic bag, well, it came out as trash. If you had a half full bottle of water and you put it in the cart, so there's some real simple things people can do to improve their recycling right now, which is just do it the way you're supposed to. So for containers, our watchwords are clean and empty. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't really say dry, but rinsed is nice, especially those dairy containers. Rinsed is very nice. And and then the other part for paper is similarly clean, dry, and paper that tear. So if you have a piece of laminate or something similar, it doesn't tear. And likewise, all the paper toweling type material doesn't really tear. It sort of shreds. So with the exception of those things, we're doing quite well. The other, I think this is an interesting artifact of the study. The average triangle-wide was 1% aluminum cans by weight. Well, we're about three times that.
That's good.
So, right.
So what are some of the, and you mentioned a couple of them, the most common contaminants, like things that people think are recyclable and they put them in the bin, but they're not?
Well, that's an interesting interesting that you bring that up right now, Aaron, because if you imagine with the berry cartons and so on that carry your raspberries and other berries, how light and flimsy they are. Mm-hmm. They're mostly PET plastic, like the water bottles, but they're made a little differently, so they've been considered a contaminant, and they're almost 2% by weight of all the recycling. So during the study, they were considered a contaminant, so they made up, you know, 1.8% of the 12% that was contaminants. But we've just been informed by our materials recovery facility that suddenly all those berry containers, what we call clamshell type containers, the clear ones, are all going to be acceptable in the recycling cart. So all of you listeners, now hear this.
That'll cut down on my trash.
Yeah, well, that's a great thing. And part of it is that the company that we're dealing with, they're a packaging company, Sunoco, so they started recycling back literally in 1910, so they could capture cardboard to make their packaging out of. And, you know, now a lot of packaging's made with plastic, so they've bought a plastic a clamshell making facility, so they have to feed the monster. So, you know, one of the feedstocks can be a certain percent of the old clamshells.
Speaking with Blair Pollack, Orange County Solid Waste. So one thing that I've been interested in and fascinated by and just have absolutely no knowledge whatsoever about, walk me through the process of how something gets recycled. I put something in the bin, I wheel it out to the curb, it gets picked up, and from that point on, I have no idea what happens to it.
Okay, well, let's envision it through the lens of the chasing arrows and the recycling symbol. Some people say, oh, those 3 hours, they mean reduce, reuse, and recycle. Well, not right. The 3 hours represent the cycle. So here's your, say, aluminum can of whatever your favorite canned beverage is. You put it in the cart. commingled with all the other recyclables, mm-hmm. and it goes to a material recovery facility, say MRF, mm-hmm. you know, and then...
And how clean should that can be? Like, if it's tomato soup and I rinse it out and there's still a little bit of remnant in there, is that fine?
Rinsed is nice.
Rinsed is okay.
Half full can of dog food? No.
Less so, yeah. But just rinsed and it's like a little bit in there, that's okay.
We want rinsed. And, yeah. if you got canned beans, a little more of a rinse than your tomato soup.
But I don't have to, like, make sure it's run through the dishwasher or anything like that. Okay.
And I know we don't have a lot of time, but let me just please sidebar to one of my first year in the recycling program. I got a phone call from a woman who said, "So let me get this right. You want me to use my hot water to rinse your dog food can?" So, you know, I couldn't say, "No, lady, that's not right," because, yes, I do want
that
you to
use... That is specifically what I want.
Your hot water to... But I would have used a different article. I would have said, "Our dog food can," because it could come back as your kid's bicycle,
yep.
or your tire, or your wheel on your car, etc. So, to your point, after all that single stream material gets to the MRF, it's mm-hmm. sorted out by a combination of machinery, magnets, optical sorters, and what I call upright bipeds, you know, us.
Right.
And then it goes to, so here's here's a bale of aluminum cans that'll go back to a smelter, and they'll make sheet aluminum, and they'll sell that to a can maker who will sell the finished cans to a beverage bottler. Mm-hmm. And similarly, you know, but less straightforwardly, sometimes a glass bottle will become those little shiny white lines on the highway that, you know, you can see because of your Corona bottle mm-hmm. at night, or that plastic bottle could become a shirt that you wear if you go to the store and buy them. This is the polyester of today is not your dad's polyester leisure disco suit, which was sweaty and disgusting after 5 minutes. The new polyester high-performance fabrics really breathe well, and they're in a lot of athletic gear and so on. So people are kind of concerned that, oh, I read that all of our recycling is going in the trash and then China stopped taking it and so forth. Well, take heart, Chapel Hill. In the Southeast in particular, we have a really robust recycling economic picture. So all of those bottles, there's a huge demand for plastic bottles. There's a big an unending demand for aluminum and steel cans. Mm-hmm. And glass bottles, we're one of the few places in the country where your glass bottles go to a glass plant in Wilson that sorts them by color and then sells them to the glass bottlers, which we also have in our state. So the big bugaboo right now is what we call mixed paper. So the markets are super soft for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is 9 new paper mills are coming online across the country in the next 18 months. So hopefully we'll get out of this situation, this sort of upside down economic market in recycling. I did, and you can, you know, cut me off.
I have heard some about the economic challenges. Is it mixed paper? Is that kind of the major one? Are there others?
There's 3 big challenges, and the ways that people can help, of course, you know, circling back to the recycling comp study, recycle right. If in doubt, keep it out. That's the simplest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that water bottle, if it's not empty, you know, pour the rest of the water, if you're walking down the street with it, on the nearest plant, et cetera. And if you must, you know, pour it down the storm drain, but there's always a thirsty plant nearby. That newspaper that you chose not to read, well, at least take it out of the plastic bag and put it in your recycling cart. So all those kind of things matter. If you look on a plastic container and you're not certain if it's recyclable, throw it out. And follow the rules on the lid of your recycle cart, with the exception of 1, the clamshell we covered, and 2, no more shredded paper in your recycle cart.
Yeah, we were talking about
cart.
This. Yeah.
Right. And you know, the other part of this is to close the loop by, if you're in the store and you've got a choice between a paper towel that's made from the boreal rainforest in British Columbia and a paper towel made with recycled content, please pick B.
There you go.
Yeah, so speaking, we're looking to help close the loop, reduce contamination, and there's a third piece of this, which is if you're a consumer advocate, do know that when you call that 800 number or write to the companies, like let's make Procter & Gamble our whipping boy and say, we wish you used more recycled content mm-hmm. in all of those Tide bottles, et cetera. All the major consumer goods producers met last year at a conference in Bali, poor things, and they all made a public commitment to using much more recycled content. So let's hold them to it.
Yep. speaking with Blair Pollack, and you mentioned, and we got to emphasize, no more shredded paper in the bin. So if you've got shredded paper, you've got to dispose of that. But there are ways to have your paper shredded and recycled, and that's where we talk about shred-a-thons, and there's a new shredding service that the county's got that's starting up next month, right?
Yeah, let me parse this a little bit.
Yeah.
So you, if you have shred at home, You may bring it to the shred-a-thons October 12th at the Eubanks Park and Ride Lot, and October 19th in Hillsboro behind the Home Depot at our recycling site, 10 to 2, four-bag limit. And if you have confidential paper that you need to shred, starting next week, you can make an appointment with the county to bring your paper to shred, but we don't have the capacity, given the kind of shredders that we have, to accept the unshredded paper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the pre-shredded paper.
Okay.
Some people say it's fine as chicken bedding, so if your neighbors have chickens, you can discuss that with them. Other chicken owners, and I just had this conversation the other day, the guy said, what should I do with my shred? And he said, I am a chicken owner, but I'm nervous about the ink.
Discuss it with your neighbor. Don't just drop it off in their backyard and think you're doing them a favor.
I went down the internet rabbit hole on this very notion.
Never do that.
Yes, God help me. I could barely get back out, and there I wasted 15 minutes of my life and still didn't get the answer.
That is a very small, short rabbit hole, though.
Way longer than you think.
I have no doubt.
You don't want to go there.
Speaking with Blair Pollack, we got to wrap up. Other things that we haven't talked about, one takeaway that you want people to know for sure as they recycle or not recycle.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the hardworking guys at our waste and recycling centers of all the different programs, urban curbside, rural curbside apartments. The waste and recycling centers, staff centers at Eubanks Road, Walnut Grove Church, and so on, had the lowest contaminant rate, below 5% of any of our programs except for government buildings, which just had 1%. So our government workers are doing great, and the hardworking guys out there at the centers, they're keeping an eagle eye on things. Even when they're not watching, they're watching.
Awesome. Again, Blair Pollack, Orange County Solid Waste. Head to orangecountync.gov for more information on the Solid Waste Department, as well as all of the other county departments. You can get more rules and more information about those upcoming events there. Blair, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.